Okay, we're gonna say. Okay, we welcome everybody from near and far. Okay, we're gonna hand out this piece of paper. You can write your name and your cell phone number. Those people are here. Okay, so let's just some introductory remarks. Okay, so Lima. Yeah, at least the beginning is going to be Hilchos Tzitzis and Masechta Menachos. That's going to be on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. On Sunday, we have a separate limud that's going to be on Hilchos Chol HaMoed on Sundays. Sunday's shiur is from 11 to 12, and so is on Tuesday. The rest of the time, it's from 1:30 to 2:30. Okay. 1:30 to 2:30. Tuesdays are early day 11 to 12, and Sundays are early day 11 to 12. And the rest of the week is 1:30 to 2:30. On Thursdays, the last half an hour, we do Parsha Shavua. The shiur assistants are Jacob Silberger and Moshe Carroll. In the Google Drive, you can get the packets. We already made 6 packets for Hilchos Tzitzis and 4 packets for Hilchos Chol HaMoed. Bez Hashem will have more, etc. Bez Hashem, we should get to know each other. Those that are here for Shabbos are welcome to come for Shabbos meals. Whenever you're here, you should let me know. We try to learn Gemara, Alipa de Hilchasa. It's always a fascinating Alima. And feel free to come over. I'm here. I live here. So either here, or the Beis Medrash, or the library. Of course, you know, so you can always feel free to. Who is Matthew Cohen? You know each other?
It's Matityahu.
Okay. And where's he's supposed to come here? Mordechai Roberts. He was here before. And then his Kavrusa, they both come, then we'll have to bid it as a shame. Okay, so we always start this man with a niggun, so we'll start the niggun, and then we'll go into the lemur. Avinu Rachamav We say, Billy May Novino. We have no ask you. Have we no Rachamah? Le'avinu le'askil L'shma l'ilmad l'amid L'shma v'lasos L'kayim es kol divrei Salva tarasecha b'yahava Lishma will model the rain. Lishma will assess the Kayim is called the rain. Salvator Seho Viava. Besar asecha Okay, we welcome everyone to the Shiur. We welcome the people here, the Beis Medrash here in Washington Heights, and all the people from different parts of the world. We welcome back of Aaron Ansreich, who was joined us in the summer, and from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. So we're big skus to have him, and Jason Finkelstein, and Matthew Cohen. Matthew, you're from where?
Naples, Florida.
Naples, Florida. Okay. Okay, so I guess, right. Yeah, but you're coming after Yontif. You're coming, right. You're the ones we spoke on the phone.
That's right, Hashem, yes.
That's Hashem, we're looking forward. Okay, but in the meantime, you're in Naples, Florida, then you're going to be in Yerushalayim, and then New York. Okay, very good. Okay, so if you look in the Masechta Menachos on the Malach and Aleph, so the page one, you have the packets, Rav Aaron, you have it, good. Matthew, Jason. Okay.
I don't have the packet, Rav. I'm sorry, I'll pull that up.
Do you have it? You have a way of getting it? So if you, what?
Yes, Rav, I can grab it, sorry.
Yeah,
I'm going to send it into the chat.
Let me send it a second. Okay.
Just sent it. Okay, that link should work. That should get them to the Google Drive.
Where's we just go.
Does it have a packet?
So I'm sorry, Rev, on the Google Drive, how is that accessed?
How is it accessed? It's quite good.
Explain it. Should have the link. No.
No. So I wasn't sent it through WhatsApp.
Go to your WhatsApp. You should be one of the WhatsApp should be Shiur chat. I have it to the chat. Yeah.
No. So I don't have it. Is there anybody to access it through the drive?
Oh, please sign your name.
Well, if you go to the chat, the Zoom chat, if you copy and paste the link to.
Okay, I'll just learn by Agmara today. Thank you.
I'll email it to you.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. So if you look in Menachos, Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. Wait 1 second. I'm so sorry. 1 second. Max, are you coming? Oh. Okay. He's getting into it. And then we'll have 10. Okay. Wait a minute. Gonna have 10 minutes. Okay. Shekhinah Sharia, the 10 people. So the 10th person's on his way. He just had some complication. Okay. So the Gemara says like this. Mem Aleph Amen Aleph. Itmar. Tanur Abara Talis Kfula. So you have a folded over talis. So if you have a folded over talis, so normally it's unfolded, you have four corners, but now the four corners are different. It's like you have a piece of paper here, right? And the four corners. Now I fold it over. So what was, and then I'll, you know, I'll sew it. Now the four corners are in a different area. Now here the four corners are like this. Now I fold it, so what was before in the middle is now one of the corners. So that's a talis kfula, chayevis mitzitzis. So it's chayev and tzitzis because it has four corners, even though it's a different four corners, but it has four corners. Rabbi Shimon poter. And Rabbi Shimon is part. Let's see Rashi. Talis kfula shayisa arucha kish. Kishtayim, it was double the size, and now you folded it. And the kofla, Rabbi Shimon Poter, Shim Tipashe Nimse Sitzios Beemtze Isa. So, because Rabbi Shimon says you can't, then we have to see, did he do anything? Did he sew it? Did he not sew it? Right? Because if you just fold it, so the question goes, if you just fold it, let's assume you didn't sew it. You just fold it. So now you got to put tzitzis on the four corners. So the first Tanakhama says, Yechayim and tzitzis. Rav Shimon says, how can you Yechayim and tzitzis? Because if it gets unfolded, then your tzitzis are in the wrong place. So Talz Kful Shahisa Rukh Gishtaim, Rav Shimon Poter Shim Tifashet Nimtzes Tzitzios Be'emtzisa. Right? He goes, look, you have the four corners here, right? Then you fold it. So now the four corners are here, right? But now if I unfold it, where are the four corners going to, the tzitzis I put before.
Rav, I'm sorry. Can I trouble the Rav to raise the, thank you.
Look, yeah, I have a talus like this, right? Can you see? Then I folded it. Now I put the tzitzis here. Oh, square. But I'm going to have a problem because if you put the tzitzis here and now you unfold it, the tzitzis will be in the middle of the garment. They won't be in the corner. So Rav Shimon says, how can you put a tzitzis on such a beged? Makes a lot of sense. Whereas if it's, so let's see what the word says. How's Fula? But they both agree that if you fold it, then you sew it. So then once it's sewn, so then. So the Shavit. Shim Kofel of Tafra Shachayevis. The Gemara says Tafra Pshita. If you sew it, it's Pashat because you made the new four corners. So if you sew it, if I have it like this, and then I fold it and I sew it, so of course I have a new four corners. So of course it's chayiv and tzitzis. And there's no chashash and you're going to unfold it unless it's sewn. So the Gemara says, Tafra pshita, lo tzricha de nokta besiki. Rashi, tfir chava. Rukish, Lushakrit Fira Khova. Kashili had Omar Ayman the Khaitil Glimmer. So what's the pshat? What's the chiddush? No, what is the pshat? So Rashi says, what is Siki? Not the what pits. So you put it, you know, but you didn't really sew it. You put pins there. So pins could be flimsy. You know, pins could unpin. Right? It's more temporary. The other pshat Rashi has is what? Tfira rechava. In other words, you didn't sew it so meticulously. You put one stitch here, and then you left a space. It wasn't so so meticulous. Rabba Bar Huna ikla de Bay Rabba by Rab Nachman. So Rabba Bar Huna visited the house of Rabba Bar Chazi, the Havi Bichse, Talis Kfula. He saw that he was wearing a talis, he was covering himself up with a talis kfula. The Ramile Chuti Ilovek Fela. And he had what do you have? And he had chutim. And then it got what? Spread out. Also chutim v'kam l'hadei reshe. So now before was the end, now is the middle because it got unfolded. Amalei lav hainu knaf deplasim rachmana baraisa. So this is not the corner. He says, this is not the corner that the Torah says you have to do it in the four corners. You're putting tzitzis now in the middle because it was folded. Asa shadya ichsig lima chrisi. So he took that away and he took another garment. So he covered himself up with another garment. Amrle mi savis chovas gavrahu, chovas talisu, zeal romilo. So they said to him, he says, there's a question, what is the chov of tzitzis? And this is what I want to begin this shiurim with. Is tzitzis a chova on the gavra? If you're wearing a beged of dalat kanfus, you have to put tzitzis on? Or is it a chova of the talis? That if you own a talis that has a beged that has four corners, you have to put tzitzis on, even what? Even if it's sitting in your drawer, like Rabbi Esther said. It's a chov. So he says, you're saying, okay, go get another talis now and put on tzitzis there. But what about this talis? This talis now is problematic because this talis now unfolded and it has what? It has two tzitzis here and two in the middle. But what about, but in the four corners, they don't have tzitzis. So you say, well, I'm not wearing it now. No, but it's a chovas talis. You, me savers, chovas gavrahu, chovas talisu. Wow. So the Gemara has a fascinating shita. We never think about it this way. We'll see how we pass it. I mean, because in our minds, tzitzis is chovas gavra. That's what we always, you're wearing it. We don't concern ourselves if there's something in the drawer, say you have that doesn't have tzitzis on it, right? So you're not wearing it. But the Gemara says, no, it's not so simple. How do you know that tzitzis is a chovas gavra? Maybe it's a chovas talis. Who says that means that you're wearing it? Who says you're wearing it? You have to make sure your wardrobe has tzitzis on it. No, what do you say? Now, so this is the way the Gemara, at least at this point, says that just because you're putting it away and now you're wearing it with the four corners, that doesn't exempt you from making sure that the tzitzis that you took off has four corners, has tzitzis in the four corners. Unbelievable. So let's see if there are other sugyas that that have relevance to this topic. So let's take a look now in another sugya. Let me ask you a question. When do you make the bracha on tzitzis? So we know from our life that we make brachas when we put it on our bodies. But say you were tying tzitzis on the baguette. Would you make a bracha? Basos tzitzis? So l'chora, maybe it's taller on this, this thing, because if it's Chovas HaGavra, then maybe you only make it when you're putting it on your body. But when it's Chovas HaTzitzis, so the, right, so the talis, so then you could leave it in your drawer. So then when are you going to make the bracha? So the bracha then will be made when you put tying the tzitzis on the baguette. And that's what the Gemara is going to say on page 2 of Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Let's take a look. Rav Nachman Ashkechel Rabba Ada Bar Ava. Rav Nachman found Rav Ada Bar Ava Rami Chute. He put chutim. He put tzitzis on his beged. The Kamevorach Lasos Tzitzis. He made the bracha Lasos Tzitzis. So what was the response? Amar Lei My Tzitzi Shemani Hachi. He's saying, what's that tzitzis? What's that word you said? Tzitzis? Meaning he's chastising him. He's saying, why do you make a bracha lasso tzitzis? What's this tzitzi? Meaning, what's this lashon tzitzis that you just said? Hachi amarav, tzitzis ain't tzarech. Hachi amarav, tzitzis ain't tzarech bracha. Tzitzis doesn't need a bracha on making the tzitzis. Ki nach nafshei d'ravuna, when Rav Huna passed away, Al Rav Chista Lebirma Derava Derav. So he asked the question from one statement that Rav said to another. Before we said, Amar Rav Tzitzis Saint Tzricha Bracha, the Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Minayin Letzitzis, the Ovi Kachovim Shi Psula. Shenema Daber Al Bnei Yisrael Vasul Hem Tzitzis. Bnei Yisrael Yasu V'lo Ha Ovi Kachovim Yasu. So he says that Klal Yisrael has a chova of putting on tzitzis and not goyim. So it seems a stira, because it says goy doesn't have to put tzitzis on the baguette. Taberel bnei Yisrael v'asul hem tzitzis. Bnei Yisrael yasu v'lo v'kachovim. And in Chor, if you have a chiyuv, then you should make a bracha. But Rav said before, you don't make a bracha on putting on tzitzis on the baguette. So the Gemara says, "V'hai my room. What's the kasha? Amar Rav Yosef, Kasover Rav Chista, Kol Mitzvah Shekshera Bovei Kachovim." Yisrael Ein Tzorach Levarach. Kol Mitzvah Shepsul Bovei Kachovim. Yisrael Tzorach Levarach. So he says that anything that if a guy could do it, then it shows that it's not a mitzvah. Because if a goy could put a tzitzis on, then how can we say Asher Kedushanu Mitzvah Tzivanu? It's not for us. The goyim could also do it. But it seems from this Gemara that if a guy can't put on tzitzis, then a Jew could put it on and make a bracha. And we'll see. A pashas is, that's the, according to the Manda Omar, that tzitzis is chovas hatalis. So if tzitzis is chovas hatalis, that means that every garment that I own that has four corners, I have to put tzitzis on. Even if I don't wear it. And then if I have to put it on, I have a chiv to make a bracha. So let's look now on page 3 of Membeis Abedbeis. So the Gemara has a klal on Membeis Abedbeis. Kol mitzvah, last word on the line is mitzvah. Kol mitzvah da'asiyosa gemar mitzvah, whereas any mitzvah that when you do it, that's the end. Kagon milah, right? Once you do the milah, it's a finished. You do the milah, you cut the milah. Aval gav d'ksheir b'kachovim, even if you hold that a goy could do a milah, but the klal is not whether the goy could do it, whether the Yisrael could do it. Is this the gemar? So if mila, that's it. You cut it off, finished. That's the gemar. So anything that's gemar, you make a bracha. Avogav d'ksheir b'chovim Yisrael tzorich levar. Kol mitzvah d'asiyos olav gemar, mitzvah kon tefillin. Say tefillin. You're making the tefillin. You're making the kesher of tefillin. But that's not the gemar, because you still have to put on the tefillin. So you don't make a bracha on the asiyas hatfillin, or the kesher hatfillin. So tefillin, after of the souls of Chom Yisrael, Eidu Tzorech Levarach. And what's the story with tzitzis? Tzitzis b'hakab miflagi, mar savar chovas talisu, u'mar savar chovas gavrahu. So if it's a chovas talis, then that's the gemar. You don't have to put it on. Finished. If you want to put it on, you could, but that's not part of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is that the talis should have. It's up to you now. You want to, maybe, in other words, I'll give you an example. You'll get a kick out of this example. You have a tablecloth. A tablecloth has four corners. Now, I've never seen anyone, I haven't seen this from Kite yet, to come to someone's house and have this tzitzis on the tablecloth. I've seen people have a lot of chumras these days. Is tablecloth a beged? Is begadim only something you wear? Or is a tablecloth a beged? What is a beged? Something, a garment. So maybe levisha. So you're saying that we have to look into this. According to the Manda Omer, but if the Manda Omer, if it's Chovas Talis, does it mean only if it's something that's shaykh to that people would normally wear? So you want to say maybe even the Manda Omer Chovas Talis, but it wouldn't apply to a tablecloth. Because a tablecloth, no one wraps themselves in a tablecloth. That's four corners. Where are the four corners?
Now the towel is all surrounded on the body, the towel itself.
Right, but the question that we're raising now is: with a table, if you hold that it's a chovas talis, would that apply to a tablecloth or not?
Say it's called a scarf.
Well, Chovas Gavra is you have to wear it. Here, you don't have to wear it.
But if someone wears tablecloth.
Yeah, if you would wear a tablecloth around his body, then he would have to. That's right, but what if he's just. Right, but what if you hold a sheet of Chovas Talis? Now you're going to tell me well, we don't paskin like this, but their sheet they're already shown him. I'm going to show you by the time we end, not to end today because we're not going to get to it today. But they already shown him the paskin that sits as a Chovas Talis, even though that's not the mainstream view. And if you're a real brisker, what do briskers do? They follow, try to be yotze all the sheets we show you. You know, they have here in the yeshiva on Rosh Hashanah, I'm usually not here Rosh Hashanah, they blow the different sheetahs we showed them. Rashi sheetah, you know, the briskers, they want to fulfill.
We do it with Rav Reichman. Rav Reichman and Rav Cohen.
Rav Cohen, yeah, sure. They have the Tekiah shofar for other sheetahs we showed them. I'm happy to say with the Shulchan Aruch's we showed them. And you know, I get the 100 kolos. I also get the 100 kolos, but I don't get the sheetness of all the rishonim. Yeah, okay, but so that's what we're gonna. By the time we finish this sugya, I want an answer to this question: is there any inyan to put tzitzis on a tablecloth?
Yes.
If you're not, you're not wearing it, you're putting it on your table. Where?
Like a bath towel.
Rav.
The bath towel you wear. The tablecloth. There's the only reason to say that even the sheet that holds with talis is only something that you normally would wear, but you're not choosing to wear it. But what if you? No, I don't know anyone. Wears a tablecloth.
Rav, doesn't it depend on whether there's like a slit in for the head?
Whether it's a slit for the head. But you can wear it around like a towel. Tablecloth is almost like a talus, right? You can wear it like you wear a talus. A nice tablecloth. So, Nu, where's the tzitzis on the tablecloth?
People
put a bath towel around them, but a tablecloth you're not. So who said it? Who was the one who said that maybe it's not even considered a beggar? Rav Harari? Before a tablecloth is a beggar.
Yeah, it's a beggar, sure, for Hilchos Tuma.
Tuma, yeah. When the Torah says, Be'asulahem tzitzis al kanfei digdehem, right? And you hold tzitzis is a chovas talis. Is the Torah telling me to put tzitzis on my tablecloth? Yeah, but Rav Harari says it is a beggar. It's makabel tuma. It's tumas begadim. Right? That's what Rav Harari said.
There are a lot of nafkaminis. In other words, when you go to a store to buy. Well, not a tablecloth. Let's say you don't say a tablecloth. But let's say you go to buy a beged that you're going to put tzitzis on. You have to bring the tzitzis with you to the store because otherwise, every minute after you buy the beged, you're over. You're mabatel a mitzvah saseh, according to this.
Yeah.
And, right, and then on the other hand, what if you buy a beged that already has tzitzis? So you're mafsid the mitzvah saseh.
Right. In other words, you're saying if you buy a table, if according to this sheet, you have to do it right away.
Right. I mean, you can't take it home. I mean,
you
have to do it in the store.
You have to do it right away. Okay. You could say, you know, Lomitna Torah Lamaloche Asharis, that, you know, I can't do it.
Is there a shear? Is there a shear? Well, I mean, yeah, there's a whole set of halachas that you have to set up to deal with situations like this.
Right. I was just wondering that recently we made a division in a room, in one of the rooms, to put another wall in the room so my daughter could have her own private and with the Tzuras HaPesach and everything. So, but I was waiting for the super to paint it. I figured before he paints it, I have a tour. But once he paints it, and then it dried, you know. So my son just came home from camp. So we were going to go for dinner. So I woke up my son. I said, I want you to answer Amen on to my bracha. So I'll make it more chashiv. And then put it up. It was Uzzah right away.
You have 30 days. You have 30 days in Chutz Laaretz, right?
Yeah, but the question is, I've been living there for many years now. So would you say, as you make a new doorway, do I get another 30 days on that doorway, or is it a din in my? Okay, maybe I get another 30 days. Well, yeah. Okay, but
I would have to put. I would have to put it up.
Right, you would have to put. Sure, put it up right away. And even me, it's a whole discussion. Yeah. Right. So we'll see. Right. So a beged, I mean, Rav Harari, he's saying to me, a beged is a. You know, a tablecloth is definitely a beged.
Yeah,
what do you say? So when the Torah says "Vasulam tzitzis al kanfei vigdeihem," and he holds tzitzis as chovas talis, no, Rav Harari, what would you say?
Yeah, I mean, if you put the two and two together, that's what's going to happen.
Rav Harari is now in Toronto, so we cover the different. Countries. We're here. But our friend Mordechai is back from Germany. We have one fellow who used to be in Germany, now is back here in New York. Okay. Well, so let me show you who is the Rishon that says that Chovas Hatalis is the Baal HaEter. Look on page 9 and page 10. Because we can see what he says. Because he's the Shita. So it's on page 9 and then page 10. It's the Sefer HaEter. And so now look on page 10. Let's find the line. Look on page 10 on the left side. Umistabra. On the left side, towards the bottom, the paragraph Umistabra. Umistabra lon chovas talis. The Bali Inter Paskins, it's a chovas talis. He passes it's Chovas Talis. But then he says, the Aval gav the Chovas Talis, he lo mechayev ele mishum atifa de kamechayebo, de tziva shir tchasebo. Vrach ha-shir tzivano kodosh baruch hu, Shalom is chasa betalas alam kenyeshi motzitzis vilkam mvarach b'shas asiyas basos. So it could be that he's telling us a chiddush here, that even though it's chovitz chatalas, he says, what's this line? The aval gav the chovitz talasi lo mechayev el mishum atifa de kamechayeva de chsiva sher techasebo. Oh, so the Baal HaEter is giving us a chiddush, because there are two parshias in the Torah of tzitzis. There's in Shlach, that's the parsha that we say, and then in Rad and Kiseitze. But it says asher techasebo. So it could be what he's saying here is that it only afal gav dechovas talisi lo mechayev el mishum atifa to kam mechayev bo. The sivash v'ar hashem tivanu shalosh kase betalis elam kein yeshim lo tzitzis. He says that, in other words, this talis, if I will want to be mechaseh bo, I have to put on tzitzis right now. But if it's not something that I'm ever planning to be mechaseh bo, then it could be, even the Bala Iter is moda, that you're not, you don't put. So I was wondering, how come there's no brisker out there that puts tzitzis on his tablecloth? I want to know, Rav Harari, how come there's no brisker out there? How come there's no brisker that's putting tzitzis on his tablecloth? So the answer could be what he's saying in the Bala Iter, that because they're too parsha. In other words, maybe in Ochanami, if they would only be the parsha shlach of Asulam Tzitzis al Kanfei Digdehem, and the Gemara says it's Chovas, there's an opinion that's Chovas Talis, and the Bala Iter Paskins like that opinion. So you shouldn't, but we have another parsha in Kiseisei, it says, Gidilim Tasalacha al Arba Kanfos Susho Asher Techasebo. So the Chiddush is, even if I'm not Mechase, but it's omed lakach. So the chiddush is, don't say that you're going to only put on tzitzis when you're going to actually wear it. But any beged that's omed to be put on, you have a chiv right away. It's like mezuzah in Eretz Yisrael. Mezuzah in Eretz Yisrael, right away. So this right away. But if it's not something that I'm planning to ever wear, even if you hold Chovas Talis, maybe there would be no, and that would answer, how come we don't find the, right? I never saw anyone, you know, and people have chumras all the time, right? All types of chumras out there. But I never saw anyone who put tzitzis on their tablecloth. Yeah.
Is saying that if you wear a tablecloth, right? If this is on it, meaning subjectively, right? Or personally, you put a tablecloth. But there are other people don't wear tablecloths.
People don't wear tablecloths,
right? It's there. So it's your subjective ideas of I'm going to wear this tablecloth as the of tzitzis, or could it be that even if you were to wear it, it's still no thing of tzitzis because nobody
wears
a tablecloth? You're joking,
right?
Right.
You say about the prophet. Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, understand. Say a person wanted to, you know, instead of going to the store to get a talis, like normal people do, he goes to the tablecloth where they sell tablecloths, and he buys himself a tablecloth, and he uses it to be his talis gadol. Come back.
Yes.
I don't know. It might be a little peculiar, you know. I wouldn't say he's totally meshuggah. I'd say he's a little bit off, but you know. But, what do you say, Tobias?
No.
Sometimes employees that say, wearing a bag out, that was it's on it. Or they, like, get there of people, since it's on, the bag is that you don't come to
your bag. Right. I mean, that's the sheet of Chovas Talis.
Well, that sounds right. The way he says it, it sounds like,
you see, Rishonim say that the proof that we pass in Chovas Gavra is because the bracha is l'sate patzitz. And everyone apparently made that bracha.
Here he says two brachos according to the Bala Iter.
What does he make?
V'hil kach mevorech b'shas asiya lasos.
Lasos. So
that's two separate brachos. Because you're two kiyumim.
Shumatifa.
No, the last line of what you brought, the last line.
Shasasias Vasas. But I don't know, is he saying that? Or is he saying, in other words, because if that, right, maybe he's making two brachas.
That's what it seems to be. Two kiyumin.
Right. So he's saying, right. But Abba the Sheet, Imushum the Rachim Satev, Mashmachov is Gavrahu, Hanami Lesa. I call a plea of Lassus. Abba the Satev, Kulamal of Plea of the Machayev. In other words, he's right. He's saying, well, Rabaran. Rabaran is saying that the Balaita is saying that Chovas Talis means there's a Chovas Talis and there's also a Chovas Gavra. And therefore, you'll make one bracha on the tying of the on that, and then another bracha on the wearing.
That's what he seems to say.
And then the question was, why should you even make a bracha on the wearing if it's the Chovas Talis? But he's saying that even though the wearing, but the Atifa is part of that. In other words, so therefore, in other words, do. So what he's trying to say is don't say that there's an Indian to make a bracha on a tablecloth. There's Indian put tzitzis and make a bracha on a tablecloth, because even if you hold chovas talis, it's only because it's omed to be worn, even if you're not wearing it right away. But it's in your clothing drawer. In other words, we don't keep our tablecloths with the clothing. We keep it in the linen drawer with the, you know, we don't keep it with the clothing. We don't view that as clothing. So he's saying, because only clothing, even Lamanda Omar Chovas Talis, it has to be something that is omed to wear. Now, we'll have to discuss a towel. What's the story of a towel? You know, some people have big towels. You know, yeah, so we have to see what the shear, because, you know, the big problem the poskim have is that our talus cottons don't make the shear. You know, and what's the value of the talus cottons even if you have 24 by 24, or even if you have a shear, you know. Some people, like they say, Will said, the stipler used to wear a talus cotton till his knees, right?
Couldn't that be a beged isha shirav, like in terms of maybe a robe being more like a woman type thing?
I don't know if a woman wears that either. Okay, but so we got ourselves juiced up today. In other words, we had the machlokas, we had the sugya of the talis kfula, and we had the two dais and the shayla of Lord and bracha, and then we had this whole discussion about a tablecloth, and then we had the balat yitter. Oh, so Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. So tomorrow's Thursday, Be'ez Hashem. So tomorrow we'll continue tzitzis, and we'll have parshas re'e. Okay, I ask everyone if you could to stay, help us have. Everyone will answer amen. So everyone will be in Shaila. And okay, we welcome again everyone from far, from near. It was a Baruch Hashem, a good beginning. And the Be'ez Hashem will see you tomorrow. Siyata Shmaya. Rav Harari, we're waiting for you to come to New York.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see you soon. We'll see.
We'll see. Okay. Are you back in Toronto? Are you still in?
Yeah. I got in from LA yesterday.
Okay.
I mean, tonight, this morning.
Toto, Rav Aaron, Rav Jason.
Toto.
Good to see you all.
Toto, a good day.
Okay. We need. Yeah, we're going to. Yeah, we're going to. Chachonis.